Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday. Yes, indeed, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 27th of January, 2017. All the best technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes, maybe a little longer today. Chrome users are feeling a little bit more speed today. Well, at least most of you should be. In fact, Google said they work with Facebook and Mozilla to make this speed come true, making pages load 28% faster in Chrome on desktop and mobile now. Now, we all know what it's like to reload a page. Usually, the browser will end up making hundreds of network requests just to see if images or other little things have changed since you've last been there. But with the new incarnation of the 28% faster Chrome, Chrome's reload behavior now only validates the main resource, meaning this might vary from website to website you go to, but things like Facebook, yeah, it should be a lot faster. Just boom, there you go. Although I don't really know how that helps you on the mobile platform. I can't think of the last time I accessed Facebook via a browser. Still though, any speed improvement in Chrome is definitely a welcome gift. Hey, while we're talking about Facebook, you know, Facebook really cares about our privacy, don't they? Okay, well, anyways, that is apparently what they want to project to us anyways, because they've given us a whole new kind of feature within privacy settings, basically making their privacy settings much easier to understand. And by doing this, they've completely redesigned a new privacy basics section. Probably the nicest thing about this, it actually works a heck of a lot better on your mobile app, because let's face it, trying to get that done before was like a nightmare. Basically, what happens now, to visit the basics page, you'll click that little padlock icon at the top right-hand corner, then you'll see the top topic selections. Say you want to choose like how people see your photos and yada yada yada, you know, these kind of things. They actually have step-by-step instructions now on how to do these sort of features and to make them work for you. Facebook said they made these improvements as part of Data Privacy Day. Aww, that's nice. Apparently that's held every January 28th. I didn't even know this. So thank you, Facebook, for caring. How many times have you heard this phrase? Physical media, particularly digital physical media, it's dead. Well, apparently people at Pioneer don't think it's dead. That's why they've unveiled the first 4K Blu-ray drives for PCs. Now, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to travel to Japan to actually get these things when they come out in February, because there's not been any announcement yet when it's going to hit the UK or American shores. They may never. Now, there's actually two drives to choose from. You got the BDRS11 JBK and the BDRS11JX. Now, on the surface, there ain't really much difference to these two things, other than the fact that the JX, yeah, it can actually support higher quality audio CD playback. Other things you're going to need for these things is one hell of a souped up PC. A minimum of 6 gigabytes of memory is going to be required, and for right now, you better be running Windows 10, because it ain't going to be compatible with anything else. And finally, we're heading into the weekend. Sometimes you gotta be thinking about projects on the weekend, don't you? How about brewing some beer? Now, let's take that one step further. How about brewing some beer on the moon? Well, that's what a bunch of engineering students, I guess, are trying to do from UC San Diego. They want to find whether the moon provides enough necessary conditions to actually brew some brewski. Now, no, this is not some college prankster stunt kind of thing going on, no. They're actually wanting to see how the effects of yeast will react on the moon. And this is not the only team hoping to achieve this. They're actually one of 25 finalists partaking in the Lab to Moon competition. Who knew there was such a thing? And so it would be interesting if they make it all the way. First thing I'm in the category is I don't really care what happens to yeast on the moon. I just want to know what the hell it tastes like. Because I'm sure if it tastes good, there's going to be some company out there saying, our beer is now moon brewed. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the website. Get on over there, get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog and our review section. And heck, while you're over there and you love what you're seeing and you love what you're hearing, consider giving us a little donation. It really helps us out here at the BTN Network. You can do that by clicking our Support Us tab over there. And there are many, many ways that you'll see that you can contribute to the network. And once again, I got to say for all of our listeners out there that are contributing to us every month, thank you very, very much for your support. We really could not do this entire network without you guys and gals. Also, you can like our Facebook page by going to British Tech Network on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room, always alive and thriving. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. Come on over and join us. The new show, of course, heading into the weekend. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, all this talk of beer, it's Friday. I shall see you later. May I suggest you do the same? Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And thank you very much for listening.